Ve'ela shemois b'nei Yisrael ha'boim Mitzrayimu. Es Yaakov ishu beisei bo. Ve'ela vov moisef alinyan rishon. The pshat is that in Klal Yisrael's history, nothing is an isolated incident. Everything is a hemshach one after the other. Because Baruch was mashgiach, that all of the happenings that happen in our history, one is totally in the other. And the emesis, the Ramban, says, as a hagdama to Sefer Shemais, what's the central theme of Sefer Shemais? After we said that Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Hayitzira, it's the creation of the world and the creation of the Iker nation of the world, that's Klal Yisrael. That's really what most of Sefer Bereishis is about. And there's also a Maisa of a similar bottom, as the Ramban points out numerous times in Sefer Bereishis. So Sefer Shemois is the Maisim that happened because of those Simonim. So we went into Golos, and from Golos we came to Geula. And the Geula, we were not really considered the Golem until Matan Torah and until we built the Beis HaMikdash. And how was that Nikkuzok, the Ramban? When at the end, the last Pasuk in Sefer Shemois says that the Onan rested on the Mishkan, so then they recognized that they reached the mile of the Avos HaKadoshim. The Avos HaKadoshim also, the Onan was on top of the tent of the Imohis. Others are Moisiv, Diner, Maravi. Candle was never extinguished in the Beis HaMikdash, same thing by the Imois, the Bracha Mitzuya Be'isa, the Lechem HaPonim never got stale, similar to the Lechem by the Imois. So they realized they reached the Ma'il of Dovas, then they knew that they were Nigolim. So the Vav, of course, attaches one to the other, that this is an outgrowth of Sefer Bereishis. The Chedushi Arim, Rav was to remember from the Chedushi Arim, that the Eser Makos was a bridge between the Asara Mamorah Shenivra Ha'olam and the Aseres Hadibris. The Asara Mamorah Shenivra Ha'olam was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the recognition of the Asara Mamorah. Hashem created the Bria, His Chasodim in the Bria. But then there was a much more nigladik way of serving Hashem. That was through the Torah, the Aseres Hadibris. To pass from one stage to the other, we have to go through Mitzrayim with the Eser Makas, that's Mechazik Aramun, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha on us. That was a transition between Avodah with the Asara Mamorah Shenivra'ayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not so Bagoli, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bagoli. Ve'ela Shemois B'nei Yisrael. So the Medrash says, Ko Shmoisav shal hashvatim al shem ha-geulu shal Yisrael. The names of the shvatim were al shem the geulu of Klal Yisrael. So the Mepharshim explain, what's the pshat? The Medrash was bothered, why did the Torah have to write the names of the shvatim over again? We already know who the shvatim were. We know that they went down to Mitzrayim. Eventually, of course, they died. So why did the Torah have to write the names of the shvatim? So the Medrash says, Al Shem HaGu'ula. Hey, Yosh, we're talking about going to Golos right now. So the Torah is telling us over here, Label Eger says, as others say it, that in the Shvatim's names, there were Kaychas HaGu'ula. Reuven, Ki Ro Hashem Ba'oni, Hashem saw my oppression. The Imois were in the Viyais. And the Kaych of Hashem seeing our oppression, Reuven brought that in. Shimon, Hashem listened. Right, Hashem listened to the pleas of the Bnei Yisrael. Levi, Hapani Lova Ishi. Now my husband will attach himself to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Baal of Klal Yisrael, he finally listened to them and attached himself to them. Yehuda, Hapamoides Hashem. We can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of all of the Nisim. So the reason why the Torah mentioned the names of the Shvatim over again is to teach us that these names carry with them Tchunes of Geula, which Taka was able to work for Klal Yisrael to beguile them. Certain Tchunes that guided Klal Yisrael. The Mepharshim asks Akasha, or Hashulchan asks this in his Haggadah, and I saw others ask it, that over here it says, Ve'elu Shemois B'nei Yisrael Habo'im Mitzrayim. That came to Mitzrayim. It doesn't say, Asher Yordu Mitzrayim. But you find that this psukim and Sefer Bereishis Yaakov Avinu says, "Vayomer hinei shamati ki eshever b'Mitzrayim ridu shama." Go down there. Right? Vayerdu ache yosef. They went down there. Going to Mitzrayim is referred to as a yerida. Yet over here, and that Mrs. already says it in Parshas Vayigash, the Elish Mois B'nai Yisrael Habon Mitzrayim. So why sometimes does it say a lotion of yerida and sometimes a lotion of bia, vayavoyu? So I saw one of the Mefarshim says that on their way down to Mitzrayim, they were very much afraid of the yerida going into the land which was Tameh, and they braced themselves for that. They braced themselves and they were afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to appear to Yaakov, tell him, Yaakov, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I'm going to bring you back up. The Yidden were very much afraid of going down into Mitzrayim. That's why it says a lashon of yerida. But when they finally reached Mitzrayim, it was vayavei. They braced themselves, they prepared themselves. Now they have to do what they have to do. In other words, they didn't go down there in Mitzrayim as tzibrochim the people, as people that, you know, were not willing to face their fate. They went down. Listen, Hashgacha, how did we have to come here? Once they were down there already, it was Mebchinas Vayavai. Until they went down there, it was a Vayere. They were dreading the Yerida. But once they had to be there, they were there. Hashgacha, as it we're here, we have to accept it. It's similar to what the Sfasema says. It says that when Yosef, Vayikach Adonai Yosef Vayisoy Vayitneu El Beis HaSoyhar Mokim Asher Asire HaMelech Asurim Vayisham B'Beis HaSoyhar. What's Vayisham B'Beis HaSoyhar? It just said that Yosef's Odin put him in the Beis HaSoyhar. So what's Vayisham B'Beis HaSoyhar? So this is HaMes that Yosef could have complained, like, why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here, and what did I do wrong, and man, it's not right. Once he was there, by Hisham, he accepted his fate. This is Hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we have a Tachlis over here. Same thing with the Yidden. Kozman, they were going down to Mitzrayim, they were bracing themselves for the Tumah, for the Yerida, and they felt bad. But once they came there, they faced, this is Hashgach, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us. That's why there it says, Vayove. Vayomos Yosef, v'chol echo, v'chol hader abu. So Rachaim HaKadosh asks numerous questions. Number one, it already said that Yosef died at the end of Sefer Bereishis. Why did it have to repeat it over here? Why Bechlal did the Torah have to tell us that the brothers died? Bechol Hadar Ahu. Why is that necessary? And Bechlal, you have to understand, what's the kesher to the next posik, Ubnei Yisrael, Poru Vayishritzu Vayirbu Vayatsumu B'moid Ma'ay. So Zotar Rachaim HaKadosh, Kozman Yosef was around, and Kozman the brothers were around, and Kozman the first generation was around. It was impossible to be Mishabed B'nai Yisrael. Number one, when Yosef was there, B'nai Yisrael, they lived a very pleasant life, a Bekovedika life. I mean, the Goyim looked up at Yosef Mamash like he was their savior. So it was zikr impossible to be Mishabed. Even after Yosef was Nifter, when the brothers were around, they were Mechubadim. And they looked up to the B'nai Yisrael. They had such great people amongst them. Even after the Shvatim died, but B'chol Ador Ahu was the door of the Shivim Nefesh, they still had a Shaykhis to the old generation. But once all of them were Nifter, then it was Shaykh to be Meshavim. Why? Because now they were no longer Mechubodim, B'nai Atzmam. They no longer had that Shtolz. We are B'nai Avram Yisrael B'yankim, the sons of the Shvatim. We are the Shivim Nefesh. Once that left, they no longer had that covet that they had before, not in the eyes of the Mitzrayim and not in the eyes of themselves. So Mimele, Kozman, the Mitzrayim had covet for them. They didn't have the koich to be Meshavah them. Once their covet went down, sigh in the eyes of the Mitzrayim and sigh in their own eyes, it was shy for the Mitzrayim to be Meshavah them. That's what the Torah is telling you. Right afterwards, it follows, Ubnei Yisrael Paru Vayishritzu, the Sforno says Vayishritzu, Notu Lidarke Hashrotzim. They went to the ways of the Shrotzim. Shrotzim are low off the ground. They're very low off the ground. And the Yidden, they felt low in their eyes. Memela, they were Notu Lidarke Hashrotzim. Kozman is a Vayigba Libay Bidarke Hashem. We come from the Ovis Hangdoshim where the Shechina was resting Keseder. It wasn't Shaykh to be Meshabedah. Once they lost Yosef and everyone of the Shvatim and Shivim Nefesh, so then already side the Mitzrayim were not mechaber them anymore. Side they were not mechuvah them beinei atzmam, and memelu shach to be mechaber. So Zokter Chaim Shmulevitz, and then it was Vayishritzu. Zokter Chaim Shmulevitz, you see from over here a big yisoid, an hour will come against the Yetzirah. Yetzirah tries to be mechaber us. He tries to get us under his control. So what is his tactic? First, he tells you to do something which is not such a terrible thing. It's not something that passed for you, but it's not the worst thing in the world. Once a fellow does that, HR says, oh, you see, you did that, you know, Mr. Nishtasagrosha Tzadik, you know, so now you can already go weiter. And once a person loses that self-esteem, he loses the covet v'enei atzmai, that's when it's shy for the HR to be kovish him, it's shy for him to be shoylate over him. So that's the big yisoy that Chaim Shmulevitz says that a person has to know how choshev he is in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv, with the most choshev to Hashem, and every yochid is a ben yochid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we can't picture that, you know, because we divide our love amongst children. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to focus his entire love on everyone as an individual. That's something that we have to remember. Rav Yaakov Galinsky used to say over a ma'isa, it's before him, when he was in Siberia, so the conditions were shrekelich over there. He noticed in the middle of the night, the fellow next to him, a guy, took out something from under his bed, like a bag, and he took out clothing. It looked like a wrinkled uniform. And he put it on, and he started saluting and saying things. It happened again, another time. So finally, Rav Yaakov asked him, tell me, what are you doing? What is that all about? He says, I was a major general in the Polish army. And the Russians are trying to break me, to break my pride, to break my self-esteem. And I'm not going to let them do that. So what do? I put on my old uniform by the parades. Well, there used to be these big parades of the army. I used to be on the review stand. I used to salute and I used to give orders to move on. So I hope that I'm going to return to that position one day. And Mimela, I don't want to lose that pride. I don't want to lose that stoltz. So I remind myself who I was. And I still hope that that's what I'm going to be. And you know, like that also, we've been in goals for thousands of years. And we tend to forget who we are. We lose that stoltz. We have to remember that we've been Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Mashgiach on us for thousands of years. The fact that we're still around today and flourishing is from the greatest Nisan. And we have to remember the Bikarev, we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have the greatest glick in the world. And we have to remind ourselves of that. Vayavidu Mitzrayim as B'nai Yisrael Beforech. They worked them with breaking labor. Beforech. So Chazal Darshan Beferach, with the soft words. And connected that, we eat Morar, which Tchilosa is Rach, it's sweet, and at the end it becomes hard, it becomes bitter. Started out with Rachus and it ended up Kosher. Al-Khaira, why? Who they misakin b'chal, the soft part. The work is very hard. So who cares if in the beginning it was soft? Of a soif kol soif, it ended up very hard. We should eat something which is totally bitter. Why do we remember the soft part? So k'sav soif, it says, al piyu Yerushalmi. What does it mean, t'chilose rach? When Yosef was a Mishnah l'melech in Mitzrayim, that everything that was good. It says, v'ochlu aschel of ours, they ate from the best of the land. At the end, they were Meshavet Klal Yisrael with hard work. So what does that mean? It says, if a person is soine somebody else, and he makes him work hard, and he oppresses him, it's okay, it's not good, but this guy could have expected it, because this fellow hates him, and he expects it from such a guy. But if somebody was mechabed you, and originally he was your good friend, and he treated you nicely, and then all of a sudden he's mechabed you, and he oppresses you with the worst things, there the pain is much greater. Because this is somebody I expected good from, and now he turns around, and he stabs me in the back, and he's doing such terrible things to me. there the pain is much greater. So that's what we're reenacting over here. Originally, Yosef, he was the Melech on Mitzrayim. He brought so much good to Mitzrayim, they were makir toif to him, and the Mitzrayim taka did good for us. But the day, the very people that turned around from doing good to us, and afterwards, Ashalo Yoda as Yosef, he b'chal didn't know Yosef, and he totally turned around, that's already a greater pain, and that's why we remember it in the Morer. And we eat maror, which lechatchila is not bitter, but it turns into bitterness to reenact the disappointment of that episode and that experience with Mitzrayim. By the Maisa of Moshe killing the Mitzri, by Yifen Koy V'Choy, by Yar Kiyen Ish, by Yachas HaMitzri, by Yitmenehu B'Choy. So it tells Rosh Yeshiva of Elyamer Bloch Zatzal. In the Sefer Pnine Das, he says, Ha'or, L'chayra. Was this wise of Moshe Rabbeinu to do? He killed the Mitzri, and what happened? Because of that, you know, he was reported, he was forced to run away, run for his life, and he escaped from Mitzrayim. Wouldn't it have been much more practical if he would not do anything now? But he was Beveis HaMelech, he had some influence Beveis HaMelech, and uses Ashmoah to better the situation and to bring people to justice if they were oppressing Yid. But L'chayra, by killing the Mitzri, L'chayra, he lost that Kayach in the Beveis HaMelech. So what's the pshat? Says Dr. Valya Meir, he says, it could be that from a practical standpoint, it would have been better for him to remain in the Beveis HaMelech. But then we would have lost the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Emes. Moshe Emes v'sayrosei Emes. And he leads Klal Yisrael on Emes. If he wouldn't have reacted over here to take on the cause of someone that was oppressed, that would be a compromise of the Emes, and then it's not Moshe Rabbeinu. And Klal Yisrael needed Moshe Rabbeinu to lead it out of Mitzrayim and to bring them to Matan Torah, because Moshe Emes v'sayrosei Emes. That was Dr. Valya Meir. Rabbi Yemeir was a Noah Doris, it's his yard site, this coming week. It was a Noah Doris for Noah Mekayim, if there was something to be said. Whether or not it was practical for him to say it, he said it. Some Isa Shahoya, when the Chazon Yish was Nifter, so Rabbi Yemeir said a Hespin in Cleveland, a big shul there, you know, Lili Nishmas, Lezeich Nishmas, the Chazon Yish. It was a very Shvacha attendance. Cleveland in those days, no Torah Diki in there, you know. It was a modern, about the crowd of modern people. What shaykhs have to know? Chazaynish with, you know, no shaykhs to it. It's a very small turnout, and it bothered Rav Elie Meir terribly. So not long after was the yeshiva dinner, where they brought, you know, yeshiva dinner. It was a place to make money for the yeshiva. When Rav Elie Meir got up, and he delanged the oilam mamish, you know, how could it be? Gordelandor is nifter, and nobody comes, and where's Kavod HaTorah? And he delanged mamish over the head. I saw a different nusach that he said over the whole smooth. So people from the Hanholas and Yeshiva came over to him, and they said, you know, we're not going to make it's not going to be a good achmasa, because, you know, people are not interested in coming and getting blasted or hearing a shmooze that they would have missed, you know. So he said, I'm not here to make money for the yeshiva. He says, my tachlis is to tell the emes. And if the emes is there was a begam and covered on Taira, then they have to hear about it. Moshe Gaven Rav Elie Meir was an ish emes. By he by Yomim Harabim Mohen. That's only one of many, many stories about him. One mice. By he by Yomim Harabim Mohen. By Yomos Melech Mitzrayim. The Melech Mitzrayim died. By a onchu b'nei Yisrael mino avoida. The b'nei Yisrael groaned from the avoida. By Yizaku, they cried out to Hashem. By tal shavosam elo elikim mino avoida. From the Avoy, by Yishmael Himes Naakosa, by Yisrael Elikimes Brisei Es Avram Es Yischok, Ves Yaakov, by Yaro Elikimes Bnei Yisrael, by Yede Elikim. So Sham Shnol Fol Hirsch, Tzadik Levracha, asks a number of questions. First of all, The Torah stresses over here min ha'avoida twice. Vayeyonchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avoida, v'tal shavosam el elikim min ha'avoida. What is this stress on avoida? It came from the avoida. That's number one. Number two, if you were to touch up the depth of the tzara of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, avoida was talking one aspect of it. But there was also terrible things. There was terrible gzeiras against them. The gzeira of Kol HaBen HaYilad HaYoret HaShlichu, that there was total breakup of relationship between man and wife. The whole mishpacha situation was totally uprooted. So there's other ways of describing it, not just avoida, tzara, or lachatz, or inui. Those are other words that are used to describe the matzav. Yet over here, the Torah B'davka stresses mina avoida. It was the screaming from the avoida that was the geirim that Hashem eventually listened. And hour number three, by Yomos Melech Mitzrayim, it's mashma that this was the cause of their crying. I mean, if anything, there could have been an opposite reaction. If the Melech Mitzrayim died, Sadarabba, maybe there's hope that their matzah would get better. Why was it the death of the Melech Mitzrayim that was going on all this? So Sham Shafalver says, he says, these were all gzeiras. You know, the gzeira called Ben Ayiloi was a gzeira, and the gzeira against this, and even the gzeira of Avdus was a gzeira. But Kozman the Melech Mitzrayim was alive. It was his gzeira. So there's a getter of Gzeira Avida the bottle. There's always a chance he could think it over and say, hey, I've been too harsh with them. It's not menschlich. How could I do this? And he's going to end up being Mavatl. But once he died, so they were relegated to the class of Avodim. Mitzrayim worked on a class system, on a caste system. There was the nobility, there was the Hamaynam, and there were the Avodim. Once somebody was relegated to Avdus, it remained like that, and there was no hope of changing. So Kol Zman, the Melech Mitzrayim, who made the Gzeira, was alive. It was B'pkinus Gzeira, which is shayach to be Mavat, like all the other Gzeiras were B'pkinus Gzeira. But once he died, so this already became a Yesoid, it became a fact, and they were relegated to being Avodim. Now the next Melech that takes over, he's going to take it with the Hanocha Pshuta that they are Avodim. Memela, it was not bound to change. So Sholof he said, because Man the Melech Mitzrayim was alive, they placed their hopes in the menschel chayt of a king. And when they were crying out to Hashem, it wasn't with emes completely, because secretly they were hoping that maybe they'll be helped with Derech HaTeva through the king. But once it was Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Vatal Shavosim and Avoida from the fact that they were Avodim, now they were relegated to being Avodim, and this was a fact, and that was not going to change. So now they were crying out to Hashem because there's no other way of their being helped. And now their cries went out to Hashem, Mitoch Emes. So then, Hayishma Elokim es Na'akosam, and right after that starts the process, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. But this is the first time that it came with a cry that we're dependent only on you. Because Man the Melech Mitzrayim was alive. It was B'pchinas Xavier that could be changed. And secretly they were hoping he would come to his senses. Once he died, it became a fact of life. It's not, the Avdus is not going to be changed. And Memela, they could only rely on Hashem. There's a Gevaldige Pshat from Revelio Lopian, Zechitzavi B'Kodesh Levrocha. It says, Korav Hashem l'chol koirov, l'chol asher yikru'uhu be'emes. So it sounds like a stira mineu be'. First we say, Korav Hashem l'chol koirov. He listens, he's close to everybody. And then it changes, l'chol asher yikru'uhu be'emes. No, it's only to those that cry out in emes. Which one is it? Shevelia says a marshal. There's a melech echod that in honor of his birthday, he announced he's making a tremendous feast. And whoever comes to be mechabed him on his birthday, whatever they ask for, their wish will be granted. Thousands of people came, mamish. And sure enough, every one of them had their wish granted except for three people. So his advisors told him, Your Highness, you know, it's not l'fichvoidcha. If you don't grant the wishes of these three people, so others will say that you weren't capable of doing it. So he says, what do you think? I'm not capable of doing it. I granted thousands of requests. I can't grant theirs. No, boss, I didn't understand their language. You know, they didn't, you know, they spoke a foreign language. I have no idea what they're talking about. So he's talking about Aliyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the language of Kavi Yochel. States he can understand everything. Kavi Yochel understands the language when we cry out to him sincerely. When we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only one that can help us. That's the language he understands. So Karav Hashem L'chol Kairav. Of course he's carved to everybody. But the language has to be a language that he understands. And that's the language of Ein Lono L'Hishoin El Al Avinu Shev HaShemayim. And that's what happened over here in Mitzrayim. Because when they were toiling their hearts, their hopes, and Basar V'dam, then that was not the Emesdika language that Hashem is Mekabel. Once it was Machmas the Avodah, they were relegated to Avdus forever, then they knew they're not Samech on everybody except anybody except for HaKadosh Baruch. That's a tremendous lesson to us. Because for many years, you know, inside, you know, those are things that we can be saying on the state of Israel, that's going to be the issue, it's Aschalt and the Geula, or whatever. Or it could be Saimach on the Ashras of the United Nations, or America, Uncle Sam, you know, they're always behind us. And over the years, we've been disappointed one time after another. Who knows what they're planning now in Gaza? You know, 20-point plan with Ace Garnish. Side the Democrats, side the Republicans, they're turning against us. The anti-Semitism over here is getting greater and greater. And we have to learn the lesson, Ein Lono L'Hishon El Avinu Shev HaShemayim, and then if we'll take be Mekayim, Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, the L'chol Asher Yigru Be'emes, we have nobody to be Soymechan but you, then Yerz Hashem will take it, see Yeshua, the Karav. A good Shabbos.
Isn't Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, L'chol Asher Yigru Be'emes redundant a little bit?